The drummer is called Abe Laboriel Jr., Paul McCartney's drummer, the big guy playing Paul.
Yeah.
And apart from Vanessa doing a great performance and writing a brilliant, brilliant song, the drums just always get me. And every time I'm in the studio, I think, oh, I wish I'd get him to play on a record one day.
Yeah. Right, we'll book him. We'll book him for you.
Book him for my BBC session.
Yes, yes, we must talk about that. We must do that.
I'm up
you.
For it.
Yeah, I think so.
And I've got a new album, Spirits of the Western Sky. We can do all of that, see, on our session.
I was going to ask about
were
that.
You?
Because I was going to wait until we'd talked about the last song. But you know, right. Now's as good a time as any. Because it's Justin doing his big thing again, isn't it? Big arrangements, big sound.
It is, yes. It's a From the Heart record, and it's been my whole life, really, this album, for the last 3 or 4 years. And I'm totally pleasing myself, which is a wonderful thing to do when you get to my stage in the career. It's about people that I know and places that I've loved and acquaintances and boys and girls I'm sort of falling in love with as we get older. Relationships get more precious. And so I think there's some people in this record that will recognise themselves. But me and me old guitar, some keyboards, a little bit of Ann Dudley Orchestra. Yeah. I truly, truly love it.
And the Moody Blues are still a going concern.
Yes, three of us are still going strong and absolutely loving it. More now than we ever did. We're offered more work now than we ever were.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I wonder why that is. I mean, I wonder why, you know, you weren't being offered anything. But why more now? I mean, is it because there's a yearning for that kind of music?
Yeah, I think to the promoters, I think I'm going to say bread and butter. I know that we're a good band. Whether you like it or not, that's subjective. But it's a good performance. There are a lot of great songs. And it's a wonderful band to play in. And that comes across on stage. So we're asked back year after year. And luckily, America has been our territory over the years, you know, since the 60s. And of course, that's the place where we work most. But we're here touring through the UK and Europe through June.
And the songs, of course, are a part of our history, a part of our background.
Some of them
all within us, you know.
Some of them are, and I'm always amazed when I meet people afterwards at a Moody's concert where people say to me, I didn't know that was you. You know, they say, they'd heard the song. Like Wildest Dreams, or I Know You Are. They kind of know the songs, but I didn't know it was the Moody's.
Yeah.
That's interesting as well.
That's great, though, isn't that lovely?
That's lovely, yeah.
Being discovered again.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We'll have one more choice from you, which is Aretha Franklin and George Michael, and I Knew You Were Waiting For Me.
This was co-written by one of my best friends, Simon Climie, and it's just such a masterful piece of production, and it's an example of one of those things you can put on in the recording studio and judge the sonic appearance in an oscilloscope or something of your own records, because this is the state of the art and how it should be. And of course, with George's performance and Aretha, it's the tops.
Yep. You don't get much better than the pair of them, do you?
No.
Justin, thank you so much for choosing those tracks.
Great pleasure, Ken. Always lovely to see you and be with you.
My pleasure entirely.